I was feeling pretty fenced in and trapped, with a wall of laser fire on each side and a low ceiling that meant death to touch. But in spite of myself, I felt happy, euphoric, finally getting the chance to kill some of those villainous baby eaters, knowing it was soya shit. They weren't fighting back, except for the rather ineffective bubbles, obviously not designed as an anti-personnel weapon. And they didn't retreat back into the building, either. They milled around, about 100 of them, and watched us get closer. A couple of grenades would caulk them all, but I guess Cortez was thinking about the prisoner. Okay, when I say go, we're going to flank them. B-team will hold fire. Second and fourth platoons to the right, sixth and seventh to the left. B-team will move forward in a line to box them in. Go! We peeled off to the left. As soon as the lasers stopped, the Torrens bolted, running in a group on a collision course with our flank. A-team, down and fire. Don't shoot until you're sure of your aim. If you miss, you might hit a friendly. And for Christ's sake, save me one. It was a horrifying sight, that herd of monsters bearing down on us. They were running in great leaps, the bubbles avoiding them, and they all looked like the one we saw earlier, riding the broomstick, naked except for an almost transparent sphere around their whole bodies that moved along with them. The right flank started firing, picking off individuals in the rear of the pack. Suddenly a laser flared through the Torrens from the other side. Somebody missing his mark. There was a horrible scream, and I looked down the line to see someone. I think it was Perry, writhing on the ground, right hand over the smoldering stump of his arm, seared off just below the elbow. Blood sprayed through his fingers, and the suit, its camouflage circuits scrambled, flickered, black, white, jungle, desert, green, gray. I don't know how long I stared. Long enough for the medic to run over and start giving aid, but when I looked up, the Torrens were almost on top of me. My first shot was wild and high, but it grazed the top of the leading Torrens' protective bubble. The bubble disappeared, and the monster stumbled and fell to the ground, jerking spasmodically. Foam gushed out of his mouth hole, first white, then streaked red. With one last jerk, he became rigid and twisted backwards, almost to the shape of a horseshoe. His long scream, a high-pitched whistle, stopped just as his comrades trampled over him. I hated myself for smiling.